You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show with the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here now they are. Matt and Ouija.
You just sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Sit.
Shut up, Daddy. Oh, wait.
You'll be good, Daddy.
I get what I want when I want it. Isn't that right, Daddy? Oh, you know what somebody did to me the other day? Mm. I don't know. I was talking with, like, the Freak Geek or something like that. We were chatting. And all of a sudden, some line came up and he said, I like to watch. And I'm like, it lives on. Yes.
I like to watch.
That and it was Taboo 2. Mm. And it was Eric Edwards or something like that. And he was having sex with his daughter. Yeah. And the theme songs, I'm on fire, sweet desire. And I'm like, that was 40 fucking years ago. Oh, no, that wasn't quite that long. Let's go 30 years ago. And I'm like, I still remember it.
So, that whole period had like some really cheesy ass music.
Yes.
Even in the gay stuff, there's like, you watch some of the old Falcons. And you know what? They had like somebody's friend was trying to make it big. And they had this just corny ass like,
yeah.
Oh, God, what was the one? It was, oh, no, it was a summer one. It was like, oh, God. It was
Rites of Summer or something?
It was like that, but, one of the song was like, you know, Hot Summer or something, you know. And
Hot Summer.
And it was saying in that exact tone, too. Just that very, like, you know, kind of like cheesy
middle
of the road.
Well, yeah.
We should find those and, like, play.
And the whole, like, when you say something like, bow, chicka, bow, wow, and it's like, the music really sounded like that. That wasn't...
Yeah, but see, that was... And then after that, they tried to do this whole, like, you know, original music. You know?
Uh-huh.
And they always had, like, this corny ass, you know.
Or, like, the late 80s, early 90s, the first ones that were shot on video. And it was all, and the music was all, like, electronica. Like, you know, like, cheap, like, Pet Shop Boys knockoff, you know.
Those were the biggest folks.
Good times, right? Hey, welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show, the Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't want to know.
And there's a lot of that lately. Anyway, or a lot that's just confusing. Anyway, I'm Matt.
And I am Ouija.
Woohoo! Yeah, I didn't have time.
Oh, good. Okay, no. Sometimes I feel so subjective, and so...
So objectified. There you go. Well, I want to send a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and our followers on X, Instagram, and Blue Sky, which I promise I am trying to use more. And also to our new listeners.
Well, what is
in
Blue Sky? Tell me what that
France.
Is.
It's another X type knockoff. I mean, actually, it's a good. You can do adult stuff on it. It's less. I don't know, less moderated. It's more, it's like when Twitter kind of started. So it's a little rough, but it's a good program. I mean, I would actually use it more, except I only have, you know, a few people on there that we really interact or anything. So I forget to go over and check it.
Well, and the funny thing is because my Alexa and my, Amazon and everything like that. Uh-huh. So we're trying to like connect your Big Sky, you know, account. I'm like, I ain't got that shit. What the hell are you talking about? I don't know what this is.
Yeah, Blue Sky. So this is basically, I'm showing him, this is Blue Sky.
Good Lord, it looks just like,
it looks just like early Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And our notifications, weird. We got a couple new followers. Hey guys, a couple new likes. Thank you so much for those. But yeah. Oh, look at this guy. Look at this guy right here. You know who that is? That is James from the Tastes Like Burning podcast.
Aw, he's hot.
He is. Look at those eyes. I mean, he's
great hair.
So fucking cute. And his husband, who is also really fucking cute, Tim, took this photo. And it's just, he's a great photographer. So anyway, if you want to hear about two cute guys who've been podcasting forever, go check out Tastes Like Burning. They are awesome guys. I love them. Okay, so hey, don't forget about Patreon, which offers listeners like y'all to support creators like us. And you get things not open to the general public on X, like dirty audio clips and videos and vintage archive access and naughty photos of us and all sorts of fun stuff for as little as $1 a month. Just go over to patreon.com/BGSS. And we want to thank our current patrons, and we love you. Thank you.
We do love you.
At the $10 level, you can get 5 personalized minutes of dirty audio of either one of us. Also, a reminder to our $10 patrons, please make sure that you check your messages so that you can let us know what you want. And we will give you exactly what you want. We'll just bend you over and say, "You want it!" Oh, speaking of, I forgot to talk about on the last show.
Oh, yeah?
I read Love Boat by Jean Valjean, one of our favorite porn novelists. And it's about a few different things, but one of the opening ones is about this really famous star who's really super hot, and he's going to do a movie, so he has to go on a cruise ship to basically, you know, learn the cruise atmosphere or whatever. Well, he takes his brother on the cruise, and then it turns out, oh my god, it's a gay cruise. Well, who cares? You know, it's all good, whatever. So then they get on, and as soon as they leave, they realize it's a kink gay cruise. Uh-oh. And the next thing you know, there's 12-inch dildos and virgin assholes, and then the brother's all like, oh, I'm gonna lock myself in my room, this is so disgusting. And then the old brother's like, really? Really, is my penis disgusting? And then the brother's like, "Ah, I guess not." Oh. Anyway, it's really fun. It's called The Love Boat. You have to go look up Jean Valjean, look on Smashwords, and links. We link his stuff, so it's fun, 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 fun. All right, well, now that we did that, thank you to everybody that has been interacting with us on Patreon. We truly appreciate it. And check out the latest issue of Desert Heat Mag. We're at desertheatmag.com.
When you need to beat your meat, think of Desert Heat.
Oh, I do. And I think how fucking awesome it is that he does an entire magazine every month, like, by himself. I think
he's just great.
And does a lot of the photography and stuff, too.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
He does the photography, the pornography.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You beat your meat.
I mean, that's inspiring. Sometimes knowing that he does that and everything makes me kind of like,
well, we need to get to know him. He should be like one of the interviews.
Well, actually, yes, he should. And he wants us to be, I think, an interview in the mag, too. But the thing that gets me is it inspires me to want to, like, do magazines again. And, you know, I haven't been inspired to, like, do magazines and stuff for a long time. Mm-hmm. I used to...
Yeah, no, it's a gorgeous magazine. Yeah. You need to look it up, and you need to hit it up and download.
Yep.
So you can upload your sperm.
No. Oh. Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Check out the latest Sex on X at...
Sex on X.
I know, I love
still, you
that.
Know, it's like, I feel like we're encouraging drug use.
Let's
all get X.
Like, I wonder if that was even a consideration. I mean, like, why not Q or...
I don't think a madman like that thinks about...
N.com, you know.
He's like, I got X.com. I want to use it.
Okay. And then we have... Okay, so at Ryan Landers, XXX, at Milking Coach, and at Randy Morgan, X.
formerly Taylor Imagine,
yes,
is now at Randy Morgan X.
And soon we'll be able to just take off the formerly Taylor Imagine, and everyone will just know it's Randy Morgan X.
Well, and actually, if you say it right, it's at Randy Morganks.
Now.
That's fun.
Everybody.
Randy Morganks. It's easier to remember.
That's true.
Randy Morgan X. Okay. Randy Morganks. Baderbaum. Let's talk about Baderbaum. Let's talk about your penis.
Let's talk about
and
penis,
buttering
baby.
That delicious piece of meat.
It is kind of like buttering it, actually.
You want to baste that bomb on your penis.
One penis at a time. Yeah. Well,
you could.
I've seen scenes.
Actually, you could multiple penises
That's
at a time.
That's true. Although this is Baderbaum, so they'd be more baiting. You're the one that wants to turn it into a lube.
I want a goon, and then I want a spoon.
You know, I think that actually they could do good with a lube.
You know, actually, and you know, you guys think about that, Baderbaum.
They probably are. They're probably already in development, and we just, you know, don't know.
Well, they're probably just trying to make sure that their product, because, I mean, you know, the list of actual ingredients are fantastic.
Yes.
Great stuff. It's very simple, not chemical, not chemical-based, which is lovely. It's very natural.
And I love that, like, when I'm done, I just have to take my Baderbaum towel, which I also love, guys, and just mop it right up. And I don't have that sticky feeling.
Nope.
You know?
It's silky smooth, baby.
It's great.
Silky smooth.
All right, we want your opinion on our next episode. We are going to be talking about kink at gay pride and should it be allowed. And we want you to send us your feedback on it at show@biggaysexshow.com. So, no, that is incorrect. Do not send to that email, because thanks to GoDaddy, that was no longer there. So send it to biggaysexshow@gmail.com, and then we will get it and discuss it on our June show. Oh, hey, Ouija, guess what?
Yeah, what?
Don't forget. Oh, actually, so we wanted to talk to you about sleep sex. Do you like sleep sex? No.
I love sleep sex.
I know, but you're not awake to remember it.
That's horrible.
Okay, have you ever woke up, like, masturbating?
No. I mean, I you know, like...
Or humping the cam?
Oh, I definitely woke up, like, humping the bed.
Yeah.
But maybe that's where you're going with this.
Well, actually, that would be a tame version of this. So, this is sleep sex, or sexomnia, is a parasomnia characterized by unconscious sexual activity during sleep, often occurring during the deepest stage of sleep. The body becomes activated while cognition remains deeply asleep, leading to potentially dangerous behaviors. It's kind of like, you know, a version of sleepwalking. Anyway, sexomnia can significantly impact relationships and cause legal issues, although diagnosis and treatment can be challenging due to limited awareness and memory of the events. While genetic factors and obstructive, yes, I said that correctly, sleep apnea may contribute to sexomnia, treatments such as medication or behavioral approaches can help manage symptoms. Behavioral treatments focus on education, sleep hygiene, relaxation techniques, and clinical hypnosis to reduce stress and anxiety, improving sleep quality, and reducing episodes of sexomnia. So basically, there are tons of things like, you know, partners waking up with their husband or wife or whatever, like, you know, having sex with them or trying to have sex with them and, like, not stopping, basically. So it becomes a form of, you know, he attacked me or she, you know, basically, you know, wouldn't get off me and stop. But they're asleep. They're not really there. So Ouija just kind of remembered something. Anyway, but and it's happened where, like, somebody will be in the same bed as, you know, there's been cases of, like, it was my dad did blah, blah, blah. Well, the dad didn't know what the fuck he was doing because he was asleep. And there's just a body there and he starts touching it. So that type of thing. Now, that's a little extreme, but it has actually happened and been proven that there are a lot of cases of stuff like this, and people that will just start, like, jerking off and, you know, stuff like that, and their partners are like, what the fuck, you know?
How dare you?
Anyway, so it is a real thing. What were you going to say?
No, I just had a complete
realization awesome that you did
idea.
It. Uh-oh.
I had a book or a movie.
Oh, no.
No, so you...
Raging Stallion, don't take our... Don't take Ouija's idea.
Well, yeah, don't steal my idea, because it might be a really great book. But it would be... So, essentially going off the line of, like, Freddy Krueger.
Oh, no.
Not Freddy Krueger, but, like, a hot...
Uh-huh.
Bad boy.
Okay.
And it's, like, penetrated your dreams. Uh-huh. And he has you, like, you know, acting out, because he's, you know, an entity, you know, without mm-hmm. a body. And he's, like, making you have sex with people he's always wanted to have sex with. And, you know, so he's using sexomnia to get at all of his victims.
Oh.
He's always wanted to get at. But he couldn't because he's not, you know, bodied.
Bodied.
And so it'd be kind of like, you know, Freddy Krueger, except hot and sexy.
Oh.
And he's not burnt and has fingers for knives and shit like that. Well, oh. Nicer fingers.
Well, but, yeah, nicer fingers. Like, oh, he'd have vibrators for fingers.
He would have, you know, he would just be this, like, hot dude, but he's like, oh, I've always wanted to have sex with him, but I must possess you through sexomnia to have sex with all of these people. And then it would just be, like, this constant thing. Like, so the person that he's using to perpetrate using to victimize these people has to, like, you know, go to war with him, you know, to try, like, you know, exonerate himself from, like, you know, how dare you? You've made me this, like, you know, monster. You know, I'm just like, ha, 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 I'm the sexomnia demon. And, that would be awesome.
What was in episode 3 of season 1 of Charmed? It was like the dream sorcerer, the sleep sorcerer, or something like that.
See?
Yeah. So
sexomnia.
There you go. That's crazy. All right. But anyway, it's a real thing. I have woken up like jerking off before or humping the bed or something like that, but I don't really consider that part of that. Do you ever wake up and like one of your partners was all like, hey, that was really hot last night, and you're all like, what?
No, but I remember my ex getting really drunk, and then like at one point in the night, all of a sudden I have this penis in me.
Really?
Yeah, the ex-husband. He got really drunk and then really stupid, and they fell asleep, and I fell asleep, and then before you know it, he woke me up humping my butt.
Really?
Yeah, it was very weird.
I would have thought it was the one that had this room here.
No.
He'd be the one that was all like, hey.
You'd think.
The other one, I would have expected that his butt would be up
he
next
was
to
disrespectful.
You.
Disrespectful. That one.
Yeah.
What a monster.
Oh, well.
What a world.
But that's out there. So if y'all have any experiences with that or anything, let us know. All right, so here's a quick little discussion. I saw this on X.
Yeah.
And the person that posted it said, "Real alpha / doms are caring. We take care of our subs. It's the epitome of domination." Because a lot of the stuff that is, you know, the alpha, real alpha doms and stuff out there are like really hardcore kind of, you know, like smacking around and fucking the hell out of without, you know, and then the term submission is just you can destroy me, you know, type or put me in a cock cage or whatever. And the actual dom sub, you know, that was original, like, isn't not about that. It's more this, in my opinion. But yeah, what do you think?
I, you know, and honestly, I think it comes from like a, I don't know, there almost needs to be like a word added. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like missing something. Because, yeah, if you go off of some people's definition, it's fucking prison movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The alpha is like going to mistreat you. I mean,
impregnate you. Oh, wait, no, that's a different.
There's a local guy who has always hit me up to, you know, fuck him.
Mm.
But he wants me to be super alpha and hit him and kick him. And he's like, that's what a true alpha is. I'm like, I'm not that kind of alpha.
Yeah,
I don't want to fucking hit nobody.
Right.
I'll smack your ass. I'll call you fucking names because you're a dirty pig.
Well, hell, you do that to me without it.
Exactly. You know, I don't
we're not even in a relationship
like
that.
Look, you dirty pig. Look, take this, you dirty pig. Take this envelope from my fucking hand, you dirty pig. But, no, so...
And that's just the mailman.
The mailman should have. He's just told the fucking Tom Todd. He's like, yeah, take my goddamn package. Take it, pig. Take it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, so, I mean, I don't know. I'm not that kind of alpha. I'm not, you know, I couldn't imagine, like, just, like, fucking hitting you and, like, mm-hmm. fucking you and then just, like, shoving you off me when I'm done, you know.
Right.
I mean, there's got to be a little bit, I mean, even just a little peck on the cheek as you leave, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, no, I don't really get the whole, and everybody does have a different, I mean, when somebody says, you know, alpha dom, you got to talk about that because it's not, you know, easy.
Right, yeah, there's a lot of rumors like that, like this, you know, if you're, because I've read a number of books back when I was reviewing from this one author, of course it was a woman author, but she wrote really great gay dom sub relationships, and it really was caring. Now, it was kind of strict in the, you need to wear your cock cage when you go to the supermarket and, you know, or you need to do this type of thing. Mm. And so there was some of that in a sexual element. Or actually one of the things was when he was eating, like the sub would cook dinner and then would like kneel next to his chair with his head down while he was eating. Or not when the sub was eating, but when the dom was eating. So the sub just had to like kind of, you know, and that was kind of their home relationship. But there was not abuse. There was a lot of, you know, love and care in the relationship, too. So that was more kind of this type of thing. Although, if somebody ever wanted me to, like, kneel next to them, watch them eat, you better buy me something really
nice. Yeah. No, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When I was dating that one doctor, and he turned out to be such a control freak and just an alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an alpha, you know.
Yeah, but that to me, that's not an alpha. That's like a, I don't know, like a...
It's a controlling asshole.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, it was kind of an interesting topic, and I thought, you know, we might find some fun talking about it. All right. We do have a news story here, which I will read, because I know you need a moment. The Assembly Bill 380, proposed by a Republican from Modesto, California, of course. Mm. Modesto, leave it to them. Aims to enforce age verification on pornography sites used under the Parents Accountability and Child Protection Act. Free Speech Coalition testified against it, citing the inefficiency of online age verification methods and advocating for device-level verification. FSC launched a campaign urging California's adult entry professionals to oppose the bill. Meanwhile, discussions between lawmakers and stakeholders continue. Originally, the broader AB 380 now targets sexually explicit content under PACPA, drawing criticism for potential infringement on free speech. Supporters include the Age Verification Providers Association and faith-based groups. Of course, it's always faith-based.
Yeah.
While opposition includes the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, the bill's fate remains uncertain amidst ongoing debates and lobbying efforts. Okay. So, anyway, sorry, I had to silence the studio dog.
Silence Cerberus.
Yeah.
The Hound of Hell.
Miss Tessmacher, be quiet. Mm. Anyway, so basically, they're trying to do the same shit here that they're doing in the other places.
Yeah.
And of course, it's always got some faith-based thing.
Which is funny, because I remember because I do work with a bunch of Republicans, and they're like, well, what is your problem with us? I'm like, I don't actually have so much a problem with you. I have a problem with your evangelicals.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's like, hey, I try not to generalize lumping Christians all together, because I know that it's not that simple.
Yeah, not everybody is, you know.
Yeah, an asshole. Mm-hmm. And not everybody is like, oh, my son and I have apps on our phone that tell each other when we're watching porn. I'm like, okay, you creepy, creepy dude. You don't even know who that is, do you? That is the current Speaker of the House, I believe. Yes, Mike Johnston. He's all like, yeah, I've had, my son and I have apps on our phone that allow, that alert each other when, you know, if we go to a porn site or an adult site, so that we can monitor each other's activity as good Christians. Like, okay, first of all, that is stuff I see on X all the time, and it always ends up in a really kinky scene. But, yeah.
Son, why are you watching this?
You're creepy. It was more like, Dad, Dad, why are you watching this?
Well, you know, I can't not imagine having that kind of relationship with anybody, let alone my parents.
Like, yeah, like I really want to share my share the porn. What? That didn't work, did it? Well, that one seems to have stopped. That's okay. We have our, you know, our actual audio. So. All right. Our backup just decided to mess up, but so. Okay, well.
Anywho.
So, y'all need to get over this shit. I'm actually for age verification, but we've always had... I always remember having to, like, add a credit card or do something for some sort of age verification I'm going to join a site. Mm-hmm. But if I'm just going to go on, like, X videos or something, you know, it does the whole, are you over 18? Yeah. Okay. But now they want you to, they're going to want you to, like, actually give your full information. And I just see it going on some registry. So if sites like that ever become, you know, like illegal or something, they can be like, hey, you signed on to that. You know?
And here's the thing is that though I do respect a parent trying to keep their kids.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Totally. 100%. And the thing is that just like any kid, I will find porn.
Yes.
And I found porn. And you know, I guess where I found porn. Found porn
under a tree.
My relatives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in their dresser. You know? And or you know, in some random, like, you know, where I found a lot of porn growing up was in alleys, you know, oddball alleys in weird places.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
right next to like the used dildo. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Somebody's like jacking off in an alley with the.
Well, I literally found porn magazines under a tree by the river when I was taking a walk.
And
I'm like, oh yeah, these are coming home with me. I'm sorry when you come back and your stash is gone, but
I know, which is funny because I don't know how many times I like brought home a straight porn, but there was like one like black and white dick pic in the back that I'd beat off to like for weeks.
Yep.
You know?
Well, and that's one of the things is back when I was watching porn and I you could get straight porn like crazy.
Oh yeah, straight porn.
And then there'd be like the random bisexual porn or something like that.
Yeah.
But I knew all the stars' names. I knew all the women's names. I mean, I remember Lisa DeLue and all that because, you know, but they kind of were stars. These days, when I look at porn, I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you know what it was? You know what it was, too? When we were growing up, you know, these were mavericks. Porn stars were mavericks.
Yes.
At that point, either A, you could go to jail for gay stuff, you know? Or B, you could go to, you know, you could be labeled as a sex offender. You know what I mean?
They're, yeah.
And even the straight people, they knew that once they got into porn, they pretty much, their any other chance at a career outside of porn was kind of done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so these people were like, you know, risk takers. They were mavericks. They were, you know, they were outlaws, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they were doing, a, you know, a service in a way that you knew was dangerous for their life.
Yes, true. And not only that, but in the time of HIV starting, too.
Yeah, that too.
You know? So, I mean, it really was incredible. And that's why in the 70s, it was art. It was fucking.
And 80s?
But it was art, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And the 90s, it started to get kind of...
Yeah, you got the video. People could just do it for cheap and do it at home. And remember, I remember the first time I walked into the back part of, you know, the adult film section. And there was an entire wall that was just amateur porn. And I'm like, really? And you could just, and it's just
yeah,
random couples fucking,
and
you could, and you could, yeah, and you could get it for $3 and check it out for a week, you know.
Yep. And yeah, I mean, and I mean, that was pretty impressive too, you know, at that time. But now I'm got anybody and everybody is making porn.
Oh yeah,
and you can type in anything. My dick on X, you know, and it's like, okay,
right,
not a big thing, you know.
Yeah. But one of the things...
like, no, it's not a big thing.
Well, no, they are. Yeah, it's a big thing, but, you know, only 52 people saw it.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Right. So But with this, I am, you know, like, if I had a teenager, I would be more trying to restrict what they see, knowing that they're going to see shit. But I don't, you know, there's stuff on some of these sites that make me go, oh... Imagine being 15 and seeing that. Remember the stuff? Like, for us, it was you saw those videos and you're like, oh, man, I have a small dick. Because you're looking at somebody with 10 inches, you know?
Yeah, there's such a... And even to this day, when you go on X, you're seeing these guys with goddamn tree trunks. Fucking elephant noses, you know? And it's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, you definitely give, you know, fucking kid, especially a kid, you know, who's still kind of growing into their, you know, body.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And their dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, you're going to give them complete, you know, like.
Yeah, and that's what it did for our generation. And then, you know, the body dysmorphia, because you look at any ads, any porn, anything, and it was always a certain type of look.
Yeah.
Like, thankfully, it changed every 10 years, but still, it was a certain type of look, and I don't fit that mold, therefore, I'm the bad one, you know, and that same psyche playing to kids in the things that they do in porn now, I mean, women are licking assholes.
You know, that's funny. Yeah, yeah. No, well, I mean, the gays started it all. They really do.
Yeah.
And, you know.
So. But, you know, gays looking asshole, you do that. You know, I'm just like, okay, not a big thing. But when I see a women looking asshole, it still gives me a little like, oh.
Amen. Yeah, yeah. It's still very strange because, I mean, the porn that we grew up with, the easy accessible porn was straight porn.
Mm-hmm.
And so women did not go to the man's butt.
No.
And they went just to the dick, and that was pretty much it.
Right.
And the men, you know, did all that stuff.
Yes.
You know, the pussy, the asshole, the whole thing. Yeah. And so, yeah, to see the women nowadays, because I don't usually watch straight porn, but once in a while it'll come across on my ex or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I will see a woman, like, licking a man's asshole, and I'm like, damn, you know?
I know, that's like...
Hopefully, you know...
Like, that's extreme, but then you realize, well, no, it's just kind of human, I guess, but still, oh, that's so weird.
I remember, too, when I was in high school, one of my friends, Cindy, her boyfriend, liked a lighter up the butt. So when she was sucking off, she would shove just the tail end of a Bic lighter.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask, like, did she try to light it? Or,
you know? No, she didn't.
Did you like a hot butt?
She didn't use the flint and starter, and she was the.
My boyfriend likes a hot hole. Literally.
And so everybody was, when she let that out, you know, everybody's like, oh my God, Roderick is, which I'm pretty sure he was pretty much, because he's flirted with me, you know, several times. And I think he taken full advantage of that if we'd never been left alone for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know he made a lot of comments, but he did like a lighter up his butt while he got sucked off.
You know, and that's the thing that is finally becoming more... acceptable. Understandable is that straight men do, because I mean their prostates are up their ass, so you want a prostate massage. You know, I mean, how fucked up is that? That, you know, our G spot got stuck up the butt, and where our society says don't go there if you're straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But what's his name? The Dan Benson has gone from being, you know, I'm straight to I do like it, you know, up the butt with a dildo or with this stuff. And then as he's progressed, then he got into shemale stuff, which, you know, I'm like, cool. And then soon enough, you see him like down on his knees with his face covered with cum. And you're just like, it's just a progression to where he's going to explore more and more.
It's a slippery slope, people.
It's a slippery slope to having a guy dominate your asshole.
Your P-spot becomes a slippery slope.
Pretty much. Anyway, hey, doxycycline, aka DoxyPep, is a post-exposure preventative used within 3 days to protect unprotected sexual encounters, offers a crucial shield in combating STIs among men who have sex with men.
Boop, boop.
Find out more at sacgrs.org. No, it's like one long sentence.
Yeah, remember, guys, that we are entering into the warmer months where we all become kind of a little bit more slutty and piggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just enjoy it, live it, love it, but remember to get yourself tested. And if you do think that you're going to be in a serious scenario like I was last night, you know.
I can smell it on you.
And, you know, so if you're going to be in an orgy situation, or even, hell, even with, you know, somebody you're not really familiar with, well, actually, anybody you're familiar with. Okay, let's just be honest. Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, that's one of the things that used to end up having when HIV in the early days is you're like, I don't really have to worry about it because I have a tight circle of friends and we don't dip without, you know, without. And then it just takes one.
It takes one
guy, and then he'd and come back and bring it to the entire group. And that was a big thing.
Yeah. I've seen that. And then I was a part of that group. And luckily I kind of
sidestepped.
Yeah. I somehow just magically happenstance to not get it.
Yeah. All right. Advice. This came in just the other day. Hi, daddies. Thanks for your great podcast. I learned a lot from you about being a gay man, and it's helped me in a lot of experimenting to find out what I like and what my boundaries are. I'm 23, and I met a guy I really like, and it looks like we're getting into a serious relationship. We're getting serious relationship-wise. Only he's not out to his family or at work, and he's heavily involved in his church, which is Mormon. I went through a lot to come out when I was 17. I am thankful to be who I am, and I want to be with the guy who feels the same. Do you have any suggestions or advice? I really like him. I want this to work, but I don't want to be his sinful secret.
All right, sinful secret. Let's, so, you know, back up a little bit. You're 23. Mm. And if you're enjoying times with this individual, I would say just go ahead and roll with it a little bit longer. Mm. You know, because everybody needs their time to, you know, find their space to make the big announcement. Now, if this person wants to live, you know, and ask them, I would definitely, you know, communication is key. You know, if you're going to want a solid relationship, if this is just some trick, fuck the communication. Mm. But you tell them, you know, big kiss and see you later. But, but since this is a guy that you're really into, I would definitely, like, you know, open up a communication on how this person sees themselves in 5 years. So go ahead and, you know, ask them, hey, do you see yourself coming out in 5 years? You know, do you see yourself ever being comfortable enough to come out? Or are you going to have to live a life that is, you know, hidden in secret?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which doesn't mean that they will. But if right now their mindset is, oh, I got to keep this quiet, then you need to think about you as well. And you need to realize, what are you capable of, you know, dealing with? Because it's going to be a tough time. It's going to be a rough time. If you want to, like, go to some steakhouse on Friday night and, you know, whatever his name is, your other partner, your sinful secret is, you know, not wanting to be seen in public, or, you know, knows that, you know, his coworker is having their daughter's graduation party at that same restaurant. Mm. Is he going to be comfortable with, you know, not just introducing you as a roommate or
right.
a friend, you know? And to be honest with you, at some point, you're going to be out in public, you know? And if you're going to have any kind of relationship at all, you're going to be seen out. And is he comfortable with people, you know?
Yeah.
And it really comes down to that. Because once he's comfortable with himself, then he's not going to give shit about anybody else. And you need to find his comfortability.
Yeah, because I was kind of involved with a guy who was, like, trying to get, you know, me to commit to being more serious. And I was like, dude, you are not only not out, you are just out of a relationship. You have, like, 5 kids. And you go to an evangelical church with a family that is black and not very accepting. Like, they still are very anti-gay because of their, you know, their beliefs. Upbringing and their beliefs. And I said, can you imagine dragging a very fat, white, out, super out gay guy to meet your very anti-gay evangelical family for Sunday dinner. You know, I'm like, just think about that for a minute. And he's like, well, I'd make the change with you if you were by my side. And I'm like, no, you wouldn't. You going to introduce me to your kids, to your ex-wife? Well, and then he ended up knocking up another woman and marrying her like a few months later. So I didn't even have to worry about that anymore. But anyway.
But so it was like, hey.
But I'm sex. Yeah. But as far as sinful secret here, just let it unfold as it unfolds. But I like your advice. Ask him, do you ever see yourself coming out within this next period of time?
She need to know how long you're going to inhibit your life,
right?
With his life, you know. Because I remember, I mean, this is an equal, you know, footing.
Right.
You should be on equal ground. Granted, you know, he might be at a disadvantage right now because he's not out.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to know how comfortable he is, you know, for you too.
Right. Are you going to keep, you know, your apartment, if you guys live together, are you going to keep your apartment free of all gay stuff in case his family drops by?
In, yeah.
Are you willing to go to the bar and while they're having dinner at the apartment? Mm-hmm. And you can't be there because, you know, they might catch on.
Roommate
isn't
home, so let's have dinner.
Right. So it's a slippery slope, and it's
much tricky, like your pee spot.
Oh, again, Bullwinkle. All right, let's do a couple thirst tracks here.
So let's talk about Gabe Woods.
Yes, please.
At Gabe Woods, XXX. So it's GabeWoodsXXX. Now, this guy is adorable. He's 6 foot, 240 pounds of muscle. He's got great face scruff.
Sorry.
And he does have an OnlyFans. And he is exceptional. Mm. Bright hair, beautiful face.
Fuzzy.
Pretty beard.
Fuzzy.
And he is a fuzzy wuzzy. And he's hot. And a hot cock, too. So take a look. And look up Gabe Woods. So it's at Gabe Woods XXX.
Damn right. He is woof.
Gaby.
Okay. For me, he is not an adult star, but I am going
to... I think he's an adult, though.
Oh, yeah. He's 36.
I'm totally playing, though.
Yeah. His name is Darren. And if you know anything about European pop, Swedish pop or anything, you're going to know him. He is... 36-year-old Swedish pop star, singer, and songwriter, born in Stockholm. And he's also one of Sweden's best-selling artists with 8 number one albums. He started he got on like a Sweden's Got Talent or America's...
Probably the Eurovision.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't think...
Eurovision?
No.
A Schlager?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was... Because I watched a thing about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he's of Kurdish descent, and he came out not long ago, and I just really, really have connected with his music, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's beautiful, too, especially... That's the thing, is I like, watch the stuff when he was younger, and I'm like, oh, that's really nice, and then I see the stuff when he's older, and then I saw the stuff when he came out, and I'm all like, oh, yeah, this changed... you a lot. This is good. Let's do it. But anyway, he's adorable. So that is that.
That is that, baby.
All right. Well, currently LGBTQ people of color in America have a disproportionately high rate of new HIV infections.
Golden Rule Services wants you to know about an important tool in preventing you from contracting HIV.
Pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP, is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection.
If you think PrEP may be right for you, visit your local sexual health clinic.
And to check out the erotic writings of Christopher Wyatt and Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and all major digital book distributors.
Send us your comments, questions, and feedback to biggaysexshow@gmail.com and give us a call at 408-692-4827.
And join our Patreon page at patreon.com/BGSS.
And find all my kinks. Okay, links at allmylinks.com/MattWeegee.
Yes, queen. Well, that's another show in the bucket. Our next show is going to be our pride show. or yeah, at least one of our pride shows.
Well, what we're going to do is we're definitely going to have some interviews and whatnot with some people that make us feel prideful.
That is true. And, we're just working on the scheduling.
Unlike the guy from, who was that shitty Chiefs guy that was like, gave the goddamn speech? And I know, it just makes you want to fucking punch him in his face, huh?
Well, no, because he's not violent, but it would make me want to, like...
pee on his face.
I want to give him the disappointed dad look.
He's like, oh, a whole month of deadly sin pride. That's what he said about Pride Month. And I'm like, I'll show you pride, like, bitch.
Dude, fuck you. I know.
Well, supposedly there's like some kind of rumor that he was fucking somebody, some dude from his, you know... So I think another one of those goddamn people that's like, being shitty to women and being shitty to the gays, because honestly, he's fucking secretly hidden in the fucking closet. So
I don't get that. I mean, I don't either. You know what disgusts me is when there are legislators and politicians who fight to fuck up gay rights and everything, and then... 20 years later or whatever it is, they come out and they're like, yes, I've been gay the whole time. It's like, come on, Lindsay, we knew. We knew, Miss Thing.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is it makes you just want to... not you, but it makes me want to see him in public and just slap in the goddamn face.
I can't say that I wouldn't watch if something like that happened, but I would prefer the Anita...
Bryant?
Thank you. I almost said Hill. I'm like, that's not right. Yes. Getting hit in the face with a pie because, it's not really violent, but it's kind of violent.
Assault is assault.
Yeah.
Just punch her in the face.
Assault is bad. No. That's horrible. But there should be no punching, but there should be a fuckload of calling out.
She's got to be dead.
I think so. I think she died recently.
Well, I think I saw something, too, that she kind of recanted on all that.
Did she? I don't know, but I know that I think her granddaughter is a lesbian. So she got hers.
Serves her right.
Yeah. Anita Bryant. Just checking. She's still alive. She's 84 years old. She's got 4 kids. And her granddaughter is a lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I hope she recanted, but I don't know.
Anita Bryant, gay apology? I don't know.
Helped spawn 2002 helped spawn Florida's LGBTQ culture war. She's still an anti-crusader. Okay, that's history. I don't know. We'd have to do some research.
I'd have to do some deeper research.
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. Gay apology. All right. It'll spell correct it for me. I'm just one of those people. Help spawn. No, I'm not seeing an apology, girl. Nope.
Anita Bryant devoted her life to terrorizing LGBTQ+ people.
And spawned a lesbian granddaughter. So I'm like, oh, Granny, get over it. Look at me. I'm putting my finger in the dark.
Here's some orange juice. Cup, sweetie.
So. We drank orange juice and then I licked her pussy. Anyway. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We love you. We'll catch you next time.
Take care.
Bye. A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.